May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. I think it's important that we notice as we go about reading the gospel lessons over the past several weeks, and really, in fact, as you read any gospel lesson, story, that Jesus takes what we expect to happen, as John mentioned several weeks ago, and turns it on its ear. It's not what we expect the outcome to be that we end up getting from Jesus. It starts early on when he goes to the temple to be probably taught by the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but he ends up teaching them. Not what you would expect. Jesus comes before us day in and day out to take the ordinary, to take the things that we expect and do something different with them. In the rector's forum this morning, it was interesting how our conversation shifted. It's not interesting that it shifted. It shifts all the time. But it shifted toward a conversation of the phrase, I'm religious, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. We've heard that. I think the percentage that came out in the class was that 37% of the people that were asked the question said, I'm spiritual, but not religious. So we dug down a little bit to figure out really what somebody means when they're saying that. To be very honest, I think many of them may have read this morning's gospel lesson. Of the woman who comes to the synagogue looking for something. She's been crippled for 18 years, suffering. And Jesus sees her and says, come over. I've got something better for you. And he heals her. Then the leaders of the synagogue say, Jesus, how in the world could you do this on the Sabbath? You know that good religious people don't do things like that. We play by the rules. We do things that people expect us to do. And we don't veer far off the path. And Jesus just sort of grins, I imagine, and uses that wonderful phrase, Not in words, but what he says is, have I been with you so long that you don't get it? It's not the rules that govern us, but it's the love of God as we experience it, that give us strength and power. That's what governs our lives. Not living by the letter of some arbitrarily prescribed law. But for us, it is the Word made flesh in the person of Jesus. The Word made flesh in the person of Jesus that we experience in this community, that we are fed by in this gift of bread and wine, body, blood. It's the presence of Jesus with us as we go about our lives that help us see things in new ways, not as things are, but as things can be. Jesus saw in this woman wholeness and health. And it didn't matter if it was in the synagogue. It didn't matter if it was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Saturday. She had a need, and Jesus responded. When people say, I'm spiritual but not religious. I really believe, for the most part, that's what they're saying. That there is something out there that I want to connect with that is not connected with the rules, that isn't connected with all that encompasses us and all that burdens us. In fact, in the Old Testament lesson, we hear these words: if you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger and the speaking of evil, if you remove the yoke, which is the burden that we place on ourselves, the living God can live among us. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be as the noonday. Let us get busy doing the work that we are called to do, reaching out to those who aren't the usual suspects, reaching out to those who need to hear the word of grace and love, not couched in terms of religion, of rule and order, but of unabashed love. Then the light will begin to shine in the darkness. And the love of God that we have experienced in the person of Jesus will infect this community in which we live. We've got work to do. And we've got people to do that work. We've got people who are committed to sharing the good news as they have received it in the person of Jesus. Let's not get caught up in the detail. Let's not get caught up in worrying about who deserves it or who doesn't, or whose authority I have to do it other than Jesus. Let us go forth into the world, living the gospel that we proclaim here on Sundays and every day in our lives. Let us lift that out with power and strength given to us by Jesus himself. So the next time somebody says to you, well, you know, I'm spiritual, not religious, say to them, so am I. And the spirit that I have is the spirit of God as we know it in Jesus, and manifest in and through us through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us now stand.